Radio. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. A day to look at whether the NSA leaker has eclipsed the leak.
People do seem maybe a little bit more interested in Snowden personally, what motivates him, whether he's a hero or a villain. I personally don't especially care.
A day of verdict in Texas puts a new perspective on the Trayvon Martin case.
This case is every bit as horrific and every bit as tragic. It's a case that people ought to be screaming and hollering about, but it seems to quietly be fading into the distance.
And a day some schools across the country close for summer and some close forever.
The trend in large-scale closures of public schools is happening all across America.
I'm Tommy Andres, and this is CNN Radio Newsday.
I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, the public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
Since giving that now famous interview to the Guardian newspaper in a Hong Kong hotel, Ed Snowden, the man who says he is the source of the NSA surveillance leak, has checked out of that hotel and disappeared. U.S. authorities are preparing charges against him and have told CNN they will be searching his home in Hawaii, interviewing his girlfriend and family members, and examining every computer he used. In the meantime, the director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, says he's ordered a report by the end of the week to see how much damage has been done. Here's what he told MSNBC.
Our adversaries, whether nation-state adversaries or nefarious groups, benefit from that same transparency. So as we speak, they are going to school and learning how we do this.
Now, when you think about it, this one NSA story is actually much more than that. There's the story of this one man, Edward Snowden, and then there's the wider debate over government power. And here's something we wondered. Does the outing of this leaker, his story and his personal details, get in the way of that greater debate? And is either story actually changing anything? CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports.